This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. I'm Michael Lund, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots place kicker Steven Gostkowski was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week for Week 13 on Wednesday, second time he's received this honor this season. Gostkowski earned the reward for his performance in New England's 26-10 win over the Los Angeles Rams, in which he went 4-for-4 on field goal attempts, including 3 field goals of over 40 yards. It is the 11th time in Gostkowski's career that he has hit 4 or more field goals in a game, and the 3rd time that he has made 3 field goals of over 40 yards in a game. Gostkowski last won the award in Week 1 for his performance in a 23-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals, when he hit field goals of 47, 53, and 32 yards, including the eventual game-winning 32-yarder late in the 4th quarter. The New England Patriots announced on Wednesday that tight end Rob Gronkowski is the team's nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for his work with numerous charitable organizations. The Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is given annually to the player who best exemplifies excellence on and off the field, with each team nominating one player. Devin McCourty was New England's nominee in 2014 and 2015, but no Patriots player has ever won the award. The winner will be announced the day before Super Bowl 51 on February 4th during the NFL Honors Ceremony. Other notable 2016 nominees include Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals, Eli Manning of the New York Giants, Greg Olsen of the Carolina Panthers, Brandon Marshall of the New York Jets, and Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons, among others. And finally, there were 4 players missing from Wednesday's practice session in wide receiver Danny Amendola, tight end Martellus Bennett, special teams captain Matthew Slater, and safety Jordan Richards. Cornerback Eric Rowe, who left Sunday's game against the Rams with a hamstring injury, was present for the starter practice but departed after his first drill with the team. In a bit of change from recent weeks, quarterback Tom Brady was present on the field for Wednesday's practice. Brady has missed Wednesday and Thursday practices for the past few weeks after suffering a knee injury in Week 10 against the Seattle Seahawks. Also of note from practice, rookie running back DJ Foster worked out with both the running backs and the wide receivers on Wednesday, a potential sign that he could be used to fill in on offense in the absence of Danny Amendola. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.